Welcome to Turning Your Hymnal To. I'm Rex Bridges, and today we'll be looking into the background story of Living for Jesus. Living for Jesus, 1917. And I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall anyone snatch them out of my hand. John 10:28. In the 1950s, a frail figure would be seen on the boardwalks of Ocean Park, New Jersey. Though modest and shy, he was warmly greeted as he ducked in and out of shops and cafes. Behind his back, people would whisper, "See that man? He's the author of Great is Thy Faithfulness, Living for Jesus, and Oh to Be Like Thee." His name was Thomas Obadiah Chisholm, and he had settled into the Methodist Home for the Aged in Ocean Park to enjoy his sunset years. Thomas was born in 1866 in a log cabin in Franklin, Kentucky. His education was sparse, yet at age 16, he began teaching in the same one-room schoolhouse he had attended as a child. 4 years later, the local newspaper, the Franklin Advocate, offered him a job. When Thomas was 27, the founder and president of Asbury College, Dr. H.C. Morrison, came to Franklin to preach. During that revival, Thomas found Christ as his Savior, and Dr. Morrison soon asked him to become office editor and business manager for the Pentecostal Herald, headquartered in Louisville. In 1903, Thomas applied for ordination in the Methodist Church and accepted a pastorate of a church in Scottsville, Kentucky. He labored there a single year before his health collapsed, forcing him to move to Winona Lake, Indiana, where his family had property. There he supported himself by selling insurance. Thomas wrote poems for personal therapy, some of which were published and came to the attention of pastor-musician C. Harold Loudon of New Jersey. One day in 1915, Loudon composed a song for the children in his church. He called it the Sunshine Song and used it during a Children's Day service. 2 years later, as Loudon prepared to publish a songbook, he wanted to use his tune but felt the words were lacking. He contacted Thomas, asking him to compose new words. "Thomas returned it to me," Loudon later wrote, saying he didn't have the slightest idea as to the method used in writing words to music. "Immediately I sent the material back to him, telling him I believed God led me to select him." Since Thomas couldn't read music, he asked his daughter to hum the melody over and over until he understood it enough to compose suitable words. Thus was born Living for Jesus. It was published in Loudon's collection of hymns, Uplifting Songs, in 1917.
Jesus, wherever I am, doing His duty in His home.
This has been Rex Bridges reading from Then Sings My Soul, Volumes 1 and 2 by Robert J. Morgan, copyright 2003 by Robert J. Morgan, used by permission of Thomas Nelson Publishers.